A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole. Continued. Disc 9. Lana Lee was watching Darlene and the bird. They were almost ready to open. Now, if only Darlene could get that line straight. She wandered away from the stage, gave Joan some additional directions about cleaning under the stools, and went to look out of the porthole of glass in the padded door. She'd seen enough of the act for one afternoon. The act was really pretty good in its own way. George was really bringing in the money with the new merchandise. Things were looking good. Two, Joan seemed to be broken in at last. Lana pushed the door open and hollered out into the street, "Hey, you! Get off my curb, you character!"
"Please!"
a rich voice answered from the street, pausing to think of some excuse.
"I'm only resting my rather broken feet."
"Go rest them someplace else. Get that crappy wagon away from in front of my business."
"Let me assure you that I did not choose to collapse here before your gas chamber of a den. I did not return here of my own volition. My feet have simply ceased to function. I'm paralyzed."
"Go get paralyzed down the block. All I need is you hanging around here to ruin my investment. You look like a queer with that earring. People will think this is a gay bar. Go on."
"People will never make that mistake. Without a doubt, you operate the most dismal bar in the city. May I interest you in purchasing a hot dog?"
Darlene came to the door and said,
"Well, look who it is. How's your poor mama?"
"Oh, my God!" Ignatius bellowed. "Why did Fortuna lead me to this spot?"
"Hey, Jones," Lana Lee called. "Quit knocking that broom and come chase this character away."
"Sorry, bounce away start at $50 a week."
"You sure treat your poor mama cruel,"
Darlene said out the door.
"I don't imagine that either of you ladies has read Boethius,"
Ignatius sighed.
"Don't talk to him," Lana said to Darlene. "He's a fucking smart aleck. Jones, I'll give you about 2 seconds to come out here before I get you picked up on a vagrancy rap along with this character. I'm getting fed up with smartasses in general."
"Goodness knows what stormtrooper will descend upon me and beat me senseless," Ignatius observed coolly. "You can't frighten me. I've already had my trauma for the day."
"Woo-wee!"
Jones said when he looked out the door.
"The green cap mother, in person, live."
"I see that you've wisely decided to hire a particularly terrifying Negro to protect you against your enraged and cheated customers,"
the green cap mother said to Lana Lee.
"Hustle him off,"
Lana said to Jones.
"Whoa, how you hustle off an elephant?"
"Look at those dark glasses. No doubt his system is swimming in dope."
"Get the hell back in there,"
Lana said to Darlene, who was staring at Ignatius. She pushed Darlene and said to Jones,
"Okay, get him.